Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Good afternoon, Kevin. John at Protopack.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How you doing?
Yeah, about the same. Just another day.
There you go.
Hustling along.
You can't stand all the excitement, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, last week was extremely stressful. So even though we're here at month end, it's just, I don't know. A lot of stuff to deal with, but not the stress levels of last week. So I'm kind of enjoying that. But I don't know. Different stresses, I guess.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of tax thing that's going to be expiring at the end of the day, like tax credit or something again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they say it every year. You know, they basically have been extending it on 12-month and 24-month basis every year, but they can't get rid of it. I mean, the 179 tax incentive is there essentially to boost our economy, you know, encourage people to purchase equipment from American vendors, and they get a big tax benefit for doing so and growing their business and spending money. So I don't see why they would ever get rid of it, because, you know, it only does good. But I don't know. There's always rumors. Every year there's rumors, and then people hold off. And then I think it was last year that Obama or somebody in Congress signed off. I think, you know, Obama got the credit for it, but he signed off in, like, you know, the first week of December or something. You know, so all of a sudden, everybody that had been holding off thinking the tax incentive was going to be gone heard that it was back, and they tried to go out and, you know, do something within the last two or three months of the year, or two or three weeks of the year, and it didn't do anything for anybody. But I'm hoping after that debacle, people know that, you know, it's not going anywhere.
Interesting.
But we'll see.
Yeah, it gives you something to chat them about anyway. You can, you know, threaten them, maybe make somebody move, I don't know.
Sure. You know. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's new at A to Z? Nothing, I bet, huh?
Well, I spoke to him. I spoke to Aaron today, finally.
Okay.
He wants me to get on a conference call tomorrow with his accountant. It sounds like he's on board. He said he's got the cash to, you know, kind of move this along. His goal would be to get all of the money back, though, once, you know, equipment gets delivered. You know, I told him that it's a good goal, and there's a high likelihood that we can do that, but I can't guarantee anything, because I can't submit for you know, true approvals until we have a business location. So he has to go through those steps first, and once he has that in place, then yes, I can avoid a lot of the questions of, you know, is this his first, you know, is he essentially a startup? You know, he's been in business for a long time, but he's been a broker out of his house. So, you know, essentially this whole packaging thing is a complete startup. You know, he's got to go through certifications, and, you know, he has to have a place to use the equipment. Does he know how to use the equipment? Can he run it? Can he sell it? Can he sell his own product? You know, so those questions kind of go away when they don't notice that it's a home-based business, you know, and they've got a business address. They don't typically question, you know, how long have they been there, and, you know, everything else. They're looking at time in business on tax returns and other things, which, you know, he's got enough time in business to qualify. But, you know, when they see the home-based business, they go, hold on, you know, he's not a packager right now, or he's not, you know.
Yeah, well, I get it, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, once he gets that location, I told him, I said, you know, I can resubmit, and hopefully all those questions about this being a first-time situation for you and a startup business go away. But I can't guarantee anything until that happens. And you need to, you know, jump on this, you know, with John right away, or you're going to miss your opportunity. So it sounds like he understands. And I think that his, you know, his accountant must have to sign off on him giving all this money up. But so hopefully I can kind of, you know, kind of ease their mind as far as the risks involved.
Yeah, you know, he's looking for guarantees that are just not available. I mean, you know, that's guy. He's got a, you know, that would be nice. You know, yeah, 100%, you get all your money back, sure, no problem. But, you know,
right.
That I don't think anybody's going to give him that kind of guarantee.
No,
right.
I mean, once you know, at some point, you know, when I can get him approved for the financing, you know, once we give somebody an approval, You know, the approvals are, you know, all but guaranteed. But I can't, you know, I can't guarantee anything until I've got something in writing, you know, from underwriting. So
makes a lot of sense. Understood. Yep. All right. So maybe Thursday or so, Friday, something will kick around and he'll have an idea what the hell he's doing, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, they're gonna reach out. They're supposed to call me tomorrow.
All right.
So if they do or when they do, I will definitely let you know.
Well, at least you make contact with him. I guess that's a good sign because he's not calling. You know, he's kind of like it's all's quiet on the Western Front as far as we're concerned. We haven't heard boo from him since last Thursday or so when we suggested that he make those payments, you know. And he said, you know, he would talk to his accountant, of course, and he'd work things out, and then he'd let us know. But we haven't heard anything at all, so we just assumed that it was a dead issue. But maybe there's some life into it yet. Who knows? Never say never.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's at least scheduled the appointment with his accountant, so that tells me that he's interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was impressed with the equipment he saw, you know. He gave us that indication, you know. And, you know, I only feel a little, you know, because they represented to me they had financing in place with his bank, you know, and that was the whole purpose of him coming here, you know, to give us the purchase order and to sign over a check and stuff, and that was, you know. When he showed up, then, you know, it was a different story, you know, then he wanted help with financing and stuff, so. Don't know. I mean, it was a little bit misleading, and I guess that always bothers me a little bit. If someone, you know, they lead me down the wrong road here, I just get concerned.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we've all been there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Well, and that's why, you know, I think I'm a little bit more comfortable with, you know, letting him know up front, you know, this isn't guaranteed, but there's a very high likelihood and we'll do everything we can. And then it's, you know, it's kind of up to him and, you know, he would obviously be doing the same thing. You know, we're all trying to put a deal together. And he's, you know, he wasn't the most honest person up front, but as long as we're at least honest and say, hey, you know, we'll give it everything we can, he can't really, you know, hold anything against anybody. We're up front, he pays his deposits, and it's kind of up to him from there, really, to find his own financing. I mean, I'll assist him anywhere I can, and if we can do it, great, but the reality is it's not up to you, it's not your issue. You're providing the machinery, and you have your terms, and, you know, it's up to him to pay for it.
Yeah, I told him, you know, he had one of the questions he asked, you know, do we finance? And I said, no, not directly, you know, but we'll get you in touch with some people that can help you, but we don't, you know, we're not set up to do that. We just, and I can't ship the machine to you without getting paid. I said, you know, because that was his next question, you know, well, can he give me 50 down and pay over, you know, 3 years? And I said, no, that's not going to happen. That's not.
Yeah. Well, and he had mentioned that too. He goes, there's other people out there that do that. And I said, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years. And I haven't seen that for a very, very long time. You know, it's just, it takes 3 to 4 months to build these pieces of equipment, if not longer. And there's lots of people that want them. And it's just not in any of these vendors' best interest to do the financing on their own. Because a couple defaults, and the only way that they can make money at that point is then they now have to raise the price of their equipment. And, you know, that's not a good call either, to try to make up for losses because you financed it. So
yeah.
I told him, I said,
trying to repo a piece of machinery is a little bit difficult, as you know.
Yeah. Exactly. So
trying to kick a tenant out of a building or a house, it's pretty difficult.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, look, let's see what the week brings here. Maybe we'll know by the end of the week what's going to happen then.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I'm supposed to talk to them tomorrow. So once I do, I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Perfect. How's the football season going?
It's going well. We had a little bit of a tough game Saturday, which we expected because we had scrimmaged this team, and they were just some really, really big boys. So we helped them out a couple times. We fumbled a couple times on our own 20 and gave them a couple free touchdowns, and the kids kind of took them a little bit to kind of get over the size. They're a little intimidated going into the game because, like I said, we had already scrimmaged them, and it was like our first week of football, and So they kind of pushed them around, but they got through the first half. They were down like 30-0. And then in the second half, we didn't let them score. So it was kind of a win, I guess, that they, you know, kind of took their break at halftime and came back and focused, and they did really well in the second half. So
prove they belong. That's all.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
Yep.
Get your psyche going the right way.
That's right.
Well, hopefully the schedule will get a little better for you. Huh?
I think it does. Well, we have our own. We were 1-1 going into this game, so I think getting that one behind them, you know, they're not going to play a team that's as big and strong, and they're really well coached too. So they've got some better games ahead of them. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Keep the faith, as they say.
Exactly. So I will. I'll give you a call tomorrow. If I don't speak with them, then I'll just send you an email and just say, hey, you know, we didn't get on the phone, but if we have a conversation, I'll call you just to kind of give you a synopsis.
Great. Appreciate that. All right. Well, I hope you'll bring me some good news.
Me too.
I could use some. All right.
I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks for the follow-up, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Bye.